Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A trio of NBA Game 2s tonight. Talked about one of them earlier in Cleveland. A chance maybe for the Magic to get up off the mat or an early shot at the Cavs putting their foot down in that series right out of the gate if it looks anything like it did Saturday afternoon. You can always rewind in your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. You download that, then you take us with you. Like I said, rewind to anything you may have missed in the last 72 hours on select stations. And, of course, download everything on demand as a podcast as well. Take us with you live as well, coast to coast on the BetQL Network every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern inside that Odyssey app. You get up, you listen. You take us to work in the car, then you listen at work or at the gym or whatever else you got going on inside your Odyssey app. Watch the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or YouTube. Just search Odyssey Sports. The other two game twos that we have yet to get into, speaking of getting up off the mat, can the Lakers make a series of it against the Nuggets? They're getting 7.5 in Denver. But first, the Sixers in New York at the Garden. Another game where they're getting 4.5. Embiid questionable. We'll see. He dragged himself back out there late in game one despite the knee injury. Tyrese Maxey didn't go through a shoot-around, reportedly suffering from some sort of an illness, Joe. The most bet player props right now, Jalen Brunson over his point total, 30.5. Tobias Harris over his total at just 11.5 as well, both at minus 125. Unless there is a miraculous recovery for Joel Embiid before tip-off tonight, Joe, I have a feeling this is a Knicks win again. And it's going to be a short series if he isn't able to contribute any more than he was late in that game on Saturday.
Yeah, I find the prop angles for game two in this series to be pretty interesting. So the point spread is exactly the same as game one. Venue doesn't change. The number's the same even after the Knicks win. And Embiid, I guess you want to say injury, but he was able to play in the second half. So how big of a deal is it? Will it continue to happen again? I don't know. There's certainly a chance it could. I'll tell you, though, and I know the illness thing is in question right now with him. Maxey, I felt, was really impressive, just how he was able to attack. Putting up 33 the other day, I'm considering Maxey 25.5. The Brunson love, I get it. We didn't even see the good Brunson. That's the other angle for why people could be so positive, Knicks, why you guys should feel pretty good, is that you didn't even get the good Brunson yet, and you're already up 1-0, and Embiid's hobbled in the series. So you would think that that's going to happen. I don't know about going over 30.5 points, but I understand why people would. McBride's not hitting that many threes again, right?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, it's 1.5 made threes, though. If he gets the volume, yeah, he could probably hit two. So I'm sure some are going to bet the under there, and I was considering it, but I was hoping it was going to be a little bit higher. You know, Hart's points is only 13.5.
Yeah, that's a good look.
He had a big game.
22 from D.C. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I see a 12.5 that's a bit juice. I was looking at alt points for Josh Hart. I mean, he's a big part of what they do. So I really like that look. I can understand why Brunson's prop is so high, but I'm not interested in betting over on him. And then what about, I was looking at Bogdanovich, 9.5 points over on him, or even Mitchell Robinson. I tend to look at guys that aren't star players to see where you can get, you know, some value on some of these guys, because the Knicks, especially on the Knicks side, they got contributions from their bench quite significantly, which may not continue. Maybe this is a Brunson game, But that was the big takeaway I had compared to the Sixers, who really didn't get a lot from their bench.
That's a great point because, you know, my year's watching Tibbs. Everybody's year is watching Tibbs. What does he do? He's especially in the playoffs, he's going to grind his starters. You're going to be out there 40-plus minutes every single game. And they, you mentioned Bogdanović. He was out there for 24. McBride, 28 minutes off the bench, 5 of 7 on threes. Robinson, 30 minutes off the bench. Like, yeah, he really spread it out. Maybe he's coming around, or maybe it's just a function of the roster that he has.
I also, like, you guys are both right to not want to touch the Brunson points prop. I tend to agree with that as well. At 30 and a half, it's too much. But I want, and this is, admittedly, and have a field day with it if you'd like, Joe. This is me being a little bit of a Knicks fanboy here, as I bet them so much down the stretch. Like, there's a Jalen Brunson blood in the water quotient here. Like, if he smells it, I think he could have a night where he goes off because
yes.
They're in the Garden. Embiid is like a shell, a husk of himself. Maxey's questionable, right, with this illness. If he does go, what kind of version do you get of him? And Brunson says, nope, time to make myself a Garden legend. Here we go. I go off for 36, 38, and we win by 15, 20. And we take a commanding lead in the series, and the dagger is all but in the heart of the Sixers. And he is that dude. Like, he is that shark, that blood in the water shark.
I agree with all of that. If you're betting Brunson, you're going over. He took 26 shots in the other game. He was 1 for 6 on his threes. I'll bet against that happening again. I'll bet against that. And he still ended up with 22, which wasn't, you know, a god-awful game. Just the volume is going to be there. He's going to hit his shots at a higher rate. So if you're betting Brunson, go over. That's where I'm at on that. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I would not be shocked if he has 30-plus, and it was like the Jalen – or the Brunson show, and he had, what, 22 points in game one? I think we're all expecting more, but – Adam, that's a big variance for me to really get involved. What are we doing with Embiid before we move on? I know, do we do unders, points, rebounds, PRA, or just stay away? I think 35 and a half is the PRA. Seems low, though. If for some reason he just is okay. I was shocked he even came back to begin with, so I don't know if I want to get involved with anything Embiid wise.
That's the thing.
You can't go over, right? You can't.
No. I don't touch an over. I'm inclined to look at the unders, even as low as they are, because he might, even if he's out there, it might just be as a figurehead, as a decoy. I don't know. It's the other side of the coin is, what if he just wills himself to, even if he's only 80% of what he would normally be, if he just wills himself to a performance to even this thing up? I don't think it's in there, and that's not a knock against him. I just physically don't think he can do it on one leg. That's why I would be more inclined to go unders, but I'm probably not touching anything specific to Embiid, just because there's too much variance, in my opinion, in what we may get, even, you know, number of minutes we may get out of him. He may play nothing at all. He may drag himself out there for 38 minutes, 40 minutes, and, you know, gut it out. But I'm not touching it. Lakers Nuggets tonight as well. Game two, 223.5 is the total. Lakers getting 7.5. Much like that Sixers Knicks game, Joe, same spread as game one. Nuggets covered it after looking a little sleepy in the first half. Game one, Austin Reeves over 22.5 PRA, juiced at -130. 99% of the bets are on the over there on that number. Michael Porter Jr., same number, same juice, 22.5 PRA, -130, same action. 99% of the bets on the over. I don't know. If there's an opportunity for the Lakers to make this more than a five-game series, I think it has to be tonight. But you were right when you said earlier, LeBron James just looked like he's at a loss. Like, what do I do? How am I supposed to get past this monster named Nikola Jokic?
So the adjustment from game one to game two is, as of right now, they tick the spread up 1 point, but the total comes down 3.5 points. So I certainly think that's notable. They 4 turnovers in the entire game for the Denver Nuggets offense. Only 4 turnovers. I think they're going to be able to do what they want.
Yeah,
you know, they shot over 50% on their twos. They didn't turn it over. So this Lakers defense, is it going to stop the Nuggets in any sense? No, it's kind of like, okay, who wants it? It doesn't have to be all Jokic. There's so many contributors the other day. Whether you go Gordon, you go Murray, you go KCP. He took 10 threes. So, man, am I just going to lay it? I'm kind of trending that way.
Yeah.
Lay it. I want to do it too.
Yeah.
Was anyone else getting frustrated with the broadcast? Like, Anthony Davis is one of the best players when healthy. Like, yeah, we've all been watching the NBA for the last decade, and we know he's not always healthy. It's just so annoying to me. Like, why are we talking about this? But I was looking at his points, rebounds, and assists. Like, if the Lakers are going to keep this game close or possibly even steal one here, he has to go off, right? He had 14 rebounds, 5 assists, 32 points. His points, rebounds, and assist prop is at 41.5. He had 51 in that first game. I'm looking maybe over. It's only minus 106.
Well, that was a big talking point going into the series. Would AD and LeBron be healthy? And then AD played 44 minutes. So I guess he's fine. And he did produce. Man. I'm not really interested in anything Lakers.
No.
That's
I don't think any of us are.
7.5,
like, I'm kind of leaning the same direction as you two. Like, I want to lay the points, but then there's something about 7.5 that makes it gives you that extra pause for a second.
There's a in part thing.
Yeah, even 7. Like, you get me north of 6.5, and I start to question it just a little bit.
Man.
But it's probably the right side. It is. Like, Denver probably wins again, takes the 2-0 series lead to L.A. Lakers somehow take one at back home, and then Denver comes home and closes it out in 5, right? Like, that's the script. That's the way it feels anyway after that first game.
I might have to play KCP over 2.5 made threes because there's a site posting a plus 142 on that. And he took 10 of them the other day.
Wow. Okay. That's not a bad look.
I think I'll have to.
Not a bad look at all. So those are your game twos for tonight. Obviously, we'll have a couple more tomorrow to talk about as the NBA playoffs progress. There's still the Stanley Cup playoffs going on. There's a big old fat baseball card. And, oh, by the way, the draft as well. This is literally going to be a two-minute drill. Let's go.
It's time to go no huddle with a BetQL Daily two-minute drill.
Jake, fresh off of whatever that was that he got into this weekend, some scenes of which were posted on social media and may require a disclaimer of sorts before observing, joins us for the two-minute drill. Good morning, Jakob. How are you? Have you fully physically recovered?
No, I'm great. I've never been more alive. I'm on top of the world. What's up?
Jesus.
What?
Nothing. Yeah. Are you always this loud in this very small room?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's Paul. Am I always this loud?
Well, that was extra energy.
That was a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I did come out hot there.
Kind of like you're trying to prove something. Like, oh yeah, I'm fine. It's great. Everything's awesome.
I think he had a good weekend. And he's still like glowing off whatever happened.
Joe is like side-eyeing me so hard right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide, did he have a good weekend? Just trying to feel the vibes over there. Yeah, I think so. That was a weird exchange when you guys did the transition from producer to producer. Just like in the middle of that segment. When he showed up an hour ago.
Yeah, that was like 35 minutes ago. Yeah,
I mean, whatever.
Listen, man.
Yeah,
gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay. Anyway. Well, what are we talking about? What are we doing here?
Whatever.
I don't know. We got a minute left. what do you guys want to do? I mean, we could do.
So what was your weekend? Why are you feeling so? Yeah. Why are you feeling yourself here?
I was at a wedding. I had a great time, except for the very, very botched attempt at the Dirty Dancing move with one Shane Reardon. I mean, imagine my surprise when you get told.
Who did what?
Imagine my surprise when I'm standing at the bar and somebody comes up to me and goes, hey, they want to do the Dirty Dancing move. And I'm like, all right, you know, not to like get a big head about it, but I work out. I'm ready for this. Let's do it. Imagine my surprise when I look at the other end of the room expecting to see, I don't know, like a young lady or somebody ready to do this thing. And it's Shane telling me that I am not the lifter. I am the jumper. And it was just not a good. Ran him over.
You put your life in his hands.
Yeah, sure did. And then he left his phone in an Uber and climbed into his apartment through his window because he forgot his keys at home before even leaving his house in the morning.
I tell Mitch.
Go watch the video during the break, Joe. It's worth the 35 seconds you'll spend on it. Lightning bets coming up next. That was a fun 1-minute drill here on BetQL Daily.